This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of March 3rd. Last week, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins pledged to help the passage of a farm bill by the end of the year and is concerned that it hasn't been passed yet, stating that, "I understand there are a lot of factors out of control of those who are making decisions, but there is a new game in town and we will do everything we can, and my commitment is to you that we will get the farm bill done by the end of this year." We hope so, since the 2018 Farm Bill was extended until the end of September. She also is supportive of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's agenda to make America healthy again, but she hopes to make sure that Kennedy doesn't impact farmers, while also working with the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin to roll back some of the regulations placed on pesticide applications under the Biden administration. She also intends to, quote, "unleash prosperity in rural America through a massive deregulation project." Also last week, Reuters reported that agricultural equipment manufacturer Deere & Company investors voted overwhelmingly against a resolution aimed at its diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, which indicated that shareholders were opposed to anti-DEI measures, even though executives had received Republican political pressure to scrap the company's stand on diversity, equity, and inclusion. During a webcast of its annual meeting, executives said only 1.3% of votes cast were in support of a resolution calling on the company to report on racial and gender hiring statistics to prove it doesn't practice discrimination. The resolution was filed by the National Legal and Policy Center, a conservative-leaning Washington think tank that has opposed a number of corporate diversity efforts. Two other resolutions aimed at restricting social action by Deere won similarly low levels of support. As President Trump continues to beat the drums for tariffs, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Trade Outlook Report is warning that imports of everything from avocados to coffee are expected to drive the country's agricultural trade deficit to a record $49 billion this year. But at the same time, crops like corn and soybeans have been losing ground for several decades, which is a turnaround for our country because at one time we used our abundant food supplies for negotiations, influencing policies, and sharing perspectives, and sometime a little bit of arm twisting. But we're now facing persistent agricultural trade deficits in the future because the country has imported more food than it has exported every year since 2023. Before then, the only other annual deficits were in 2019 and 2020 during President Trump's trade war with China and several years ago prior to 1960. The Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, has fired or caused to be fired tens of thousands of government workers, many of whom worked in USDA agencies doing research that benefits farmers, ranchers, and the public at large. But it appears that this outfit has offered up a whole raft of inefficiencies for this system by an ignorant team. For example, they've axed research concerning a wide range of diseases that affect crops and livestock that go to our trading partners that helps balance some of our foreign trade. They're also cutting off critical research that improves public health. For example, mass production of penicillin. Now some of those workers who have been dismissed are being hired back because they're necessary. I've begun to wonder if DOGE needs to be changed to DOGI, the Department of Government Inefficiency. Additional information for this report is on the Farm News and Views blog post at kshad.org. British statesman and author wrote, "Nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could only do a little." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.